Next, I'd like to invite another one of our youth who will be providing a presentation. So, with a loud salawat, I'd like to invite Brother Misam Rizvi. Salawat.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, and respected Maulanas. My name is Misam Rizvi, and the topic of my speech is how Imam Khomeini paved the way for Mahdaviyat. I would start my speech with the statement of Ayatollah Amini. He said, Khomeini is God saving on earth. Imam Khomeini, during one speech on the 15th of Sha'ban, introduces the 12th Imam as the great savior of humanity. He said Sha'ban is a great month, and in this month, the savior of mankind is born. The issue of the disappearance of the Imam is a great matter that makes us to understand some of the issues. One of them is real justice should be spread in the world in its true sense. This is a great thing. There is none among mankind except for Mahdi for this task, and God has preserved him to carry out this mission when God deems fit. It is said he fills the earth with justice after it is replete with tyranny. I would like to tell you a story which will show the dedication of Imam Khomeini to the institution of Mahdaviyat. Ayatollah Shahid Iraqi mentioned that when Imam Khomeini sent his first message to the Iranian people at the very beginning of his political movement, some scholars thought the people of Iran were in poverty and need and under the oppression of a tyrant, and Imam wants to bring peace and wealth to the people of Iran. These scholars went with Shahid Iraqi after Imam's first public message. Shahid Iraqi, with that special sincerity of his, said to the Imam, it would be very nice if what you talk about one day comes true. The Iranian people's conditions will greatly improve. Imam, with a certain lack of attention, replied, yes, God willing, the people's conditions will improve, but we are not commissioned for such a task. Shahid Iraqi, with his curiosity, asked Imam what that meant. Imam hesitated at first and then said, we have been commissioned for a different task. People's conditions will improve as a side effect, but we have to accomplish three goals. One, to topple the Pahlavi regime. Two, to establish the Islamic Republic. And three, to hand over the flag of the Islamic Republic to its rightful owner. According to the narrator, the passage of time caused the narrator to forget this event. The battles against the Pahlavi regime, many were killed, and the Islamic Revolution was victorious. The narrator of this story then realized two of the Imam's promises were fulfilled. One day, Imam was approached again in the presence of the narrator, and he was asked, Imam, are you the one of who will hand over the flag to its rightful owner, or is it someone else? After this person insisted many times, Imam replied, no, it will not be me. After me will come someone who will give this flag to its rightful owner. Brothers and sisters, we can see the successful establishment of Islamic government and the system of Vilayat in Iran is a prime example of fulfilling his duties to the institution of Mahdaviyat. Now following Imam Khomeini's footstep, Rehber Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei is one of the speeches reiterated the importance of Mahdaviyat. He said, the subject of Mahdaviyat is among the main religious issues, and it is comparable to the prophethood since Mahdaviyat represents all the prophets and the prophetic missions that were sent for. For example, building a monotheistic world on the basis of justice, using all the capacities that Allah the Exalted has bestowed on humanity. Now, brothers and sisters, this is our responsibility to support the system of Vilayat and follow in the footsteps of Imam Khomeini and Rehber to implement the systems based on justice in our communities so Imam Zamana may get pleased with our actions. Also, we need to oppose the oppressor and support the oppressed. Takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Amen!